Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting. With the biggest week of the year for earnings, now I don't want to go too crazy here because all that really matters is that we have a Fed meeting and we have the employment numbers. So those are going to be the prism that people look through Amazon and Apple, except for Apple got distorted today by an upgrade by someone who historically has been incredibly wrong. So.
Well, why don't we just jump right to that upgrade? So it was Bernstein, their lead analyst, Tony Sacconaghi, upgrades to Apple.
Very
points out the stock is derated. He's kind of with the idea that buy it when it trades at 25 times earnings, trim it when it trades at 30 times earnings. He makes a call to Buffett and saying that he does the same. I don't know if Buffett really is a big seller. Maybe he trims around the edges every once in a while.
I've dealt with Tony for a very long time, and he's been really probably one of the worst analysts on it. Now, just so you know, there are two components to being an analyst. It's a good lesson, working lesson. There's actually the cerebral notion about what the company's going to earn, and then there's the decision of what direction the stock's going to go on what the earnings are.
Yeah.
Tony's been spot on everything when it comes to how the company's doing, except for how to pick a stock.
Yeah.
That's something he's not good at. So what you would do, let's say you were at a hedge fund, you would say, good, he'll have all the good information, but he will not be able to give you the direction. Here he gives you the direction today, and I wish he'd stay away from that. It would have been a very good call had he just said it's a little de-risked. But because he went positive on it, and everybody feels he must know something, which he does not, believe me. It's jacked it up to a point where if you were a trader, you'd probably sell some.
So it sounds like there's a little bit of an art and science when it comes to these analyst ratings, right? The science part being how much the company's going to earn, the modeling, but the art is actually how the market will react to those numbers.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, if you take a look at his work on IBM, it's spotless, but he did not catch it. He didn't catch it because that's not what he does, which is why it's such a shame that he went on a limb and did this ahead of the quarter, and it made no sense. All he had to do was say, look, this is what I feel, and people think that maybe it's de-risk, because 25 times earnings is not. I mean, think about it. If it actually goes up and it gets to his level where he doesn't like it, he's going to have to downgrade it.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration. Our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.